3-year-old boy has died after a car crash in Granville in Western Sydney yesterday. The child was being wheeled along in his stroller by his dad when he was struck by a car. The car collided with another vehicle before crossing the road, mounting the footpath and hitting the pram.
As a result of being struck by the motor vehicle, that young boy has now passed away in Westmead Hospital. His parents are devastated. Police from the Crash Investigation Unit are currently investigating this matter.
Labor's immigration spokesperson Richard Marles says his party has no regrets about establishing an offshore detention centre on Manus Island. Yesterday, the PNG Supreme Court ruled Australia's asylum seeker detention regime on the island was illegal. Meanwhile, Immigration Minister Peter Dutton says the court's decision does not change Australia's border protection policies. The South Australian business community is celebrating the announcement that 12 naval submarines will be built in Adelaide. A French company has beaten competitors from Germany and Japan to secure the contract to build Australia's next fleet of submarines. The federal government has promised thousands of jobs for Australian workers will be created with the $50 billion contract. And in Melbourne, homicide squad detectives are still at the scene of a Bentley home where a woman's body was found yesterday afternoon. Shocked neighbours have described how they heard hysterical cries just before the discovery of the 75-year-old. The death is being treated as suspicious and a forensic team is helping with the investigation.